salt left wing.
Don't touch. I did push record there, didn't I? Just check I pushed record. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Okay, so in your pocket.
Right.
Okay, put it
on. Okay, praise the Lord. I think I'm wired up.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We're living in very strange times.
Yeah.
The word that I had prepared, that's the wrong one, Ros. Should know that by now. I've put to one side for another time. I felt that today we needed some encouragement. Amen.
Amen.
And like our brother said, you know, it's not a time to be afraid, but a time to trust. And with that, I was asking the Lord what I should share. And this is the sort of thing he gave to me. And so with that in mind, I want us to turn to something encouraging.
Amen.
Amen? You ready to be encouraged?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, the world is, like our brother said, the world is fearful.
Yeah.
But we're not to be afraid.
Amen.
We are to be sensible.
Yeah.
We are to put in place what we've been advised to put in place. Yes, absolutely. As Christians, you know, we need to show an example to the other people what we should be doing. We should do those things. But at the same time, not to be afraid.
Amen.
All right? Praise God. Jesus said, fear not. Hallelujah. You know, the enemy wants to put fear in us. I mean, there's so much fear provoking at the moment. He wants us to be afraid. But when we got faith, we're not afraid. Amen?
Amen.
Faith's the opposite to fear. If you're trusting, you're not fearing.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to trust this morning. We're going to trust in the Lord our God. Amen.
Amen.
So with that in mind, I want us to turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I love this story. I love the Bible. I love the Old Testament as much as I love the New Testament. Amen.
Amen.
I've just been reading through Kings and Chronicles again lately. And, you know, Israel, all their kings are so depressing. And then Judah, you get a good king. Then you get a bad one. You think, oh dear. Then you get a good one. Then you get a bad one. But praise God, King Jehoshaphat was a good king.
Yeah.
He served the Lord. And so looking at chapter 20, it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat saying, a great multitude is coming against you. Do you feel like that at the moment? Like a great multitude? Oh, no, he never does. But, you know, some of us normal people do. Okay. Great multitudes coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria and all around that lot and En-Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. Feared.
Amen.
Respect the Lord. Okay. He set himself to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. That should be our first call. Seek the Lord. Let's pray. Let's talk to the Lord. Amen. He's our first stop. Amen. Not even 111, you know. First stop, speak to God. Amen. Let's talk to God. Hallelujah. So they gathered and they said, oh, Lord God, our fathers, are you not God in heaven? Do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nation? He rules over all the kingdoms of the nation. Amen. And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the God that we serve, my friends. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of the land, your people Israel, and gave to the descendants of Abraham? Your friend forever. It goes on, verse 10. And now there are these people, Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir. Now these are the very ones that when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, God told them to go round there and not because they were their brethren. Now this is the way they're repaying them, coming up to attack them. So Joshua points this out to the Lord. Amen. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this multitude that is coming against that. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
Amen.
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 Our eyes are upon you. Hallelujah. We're not upon the circumstances. Our eyes are upon you. Praise the Lord. And now all Judah with the little ones. I like that. With the little ones too. And their wives and their children stood before the Lord, the very presence of God. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazar, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mathani, the Levites, sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all you Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid, nor dismayed, because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Hallelujah. The battle is God's this morning, my friend.
Amen.
It's not our battle. It's his battle. Amen. Whatever your circumstances are this morning, it is God's battle. Amen. It's not your battle. It is his. We need to keep our eyes upon the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, praise God. This is what happened, and this is how God spoke. We're going to go back to Jehoshaphat a little bit later on. I'm going to leave him there at the moment with God giving the promise. Amen. And I'm going to look at some other scriptures, and a very famous one. Psalm 23, which you all know. I used to better know it off by heart. The cognitive bits of me aren't quite so good as they used to be, so I have to look things up because I might miss out a bit. Amen. Did I say the right word? Anyway, praise God. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yep.
Hallelujah. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. They, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Hallelujah. I'm not going to fear it. Satan, I'm not going to fear it. In Jesus' mighty name. For you are with me. If you've got God on your side, that's all you need, my friends. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now I want to skip over now to it's only a short word this morning. I don't want to waffle too long. I'm going to skip over now to Luke chapter 8. Here's another situation. Any of you been on the Sea of Galilee? I know these two have. Hallelujah. I know this one has, yeah. I've been on the Sea of Galilee. I'm very pleased that when I was on it, it was as still as a mill pond. Praise the Lord. But in this particular occasion, when Jesus went into a boat, verse 22, now it happened certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. And they launched off, but as they sailed, he fell asleep. And this windstorm, I think it's called a Eurocycle somewhere in one of the margins of it. This one's no ordinary storm. I mean, these were hardened fishermen here, okay? This was no ordinary storm. This was a storm to stop the Son of God doing the purposes of God.
Yeah.
Amen? If you want to do something for God, you'll get a storm or some situation. I remember, the times I've been going out on mission and the week before I went out on mission, it was horrendous. The things that would happen that week, or the things that would happen when I got there. So there was this. But what was Jesus doing? He was asleep. I can never get my head around this.
Yeah.
I don't sleep all that well at the best of times, you know. And if I've got something on my mind, I sleep even less. And there's this dirty great storm in this boat and everything, and water coming in that fishermen were afraid. And Jesus was asleep. Okay, right. Okay. Oh, I said, Master, Master, we are perishing. I mean, perishing. I mean, if you're going to die with the Lord, I mean, it's a bad way to go, is it? I mean, if you're going to die and Jesus is in the boat with you, who cares? Okay, who cares anyway? Right, we're perishing. Jesus got up. And there's the boat going like this. Peace, be still. Waves calm. Immediately. Wind stop. Waves come. Wrong way around. Wind stop. Waves come. Can you imagine? I'd love to have seen that, wouldn't you? Praise. I remember when I was in the Philippines, in one of our trips there, and Pastor Reuben and Sister May, you remember, Glenda, we went on this to this island near Luzon. Okay? So we took a trimaran to get there, And it was horrendous. I mean, you know, it was going like this. All, I remember going to the loo and the loo went up and hit me as I went to the loo. I might have to cut that bit out. Okay, and it was horrendous. And the poor pastor's wife had never been in a boat before. So she was very, it was really a bad trip. So coming back, she said, "Sister," and the storm kept all the time. I was having meetings, the storm was going. And she said, "Sister, please, can we go in the aeroplane back?" I said, "I'm sorry, I'm a poor missionary. I cannot afford the aeroplane for us. We've got to take the boat. I'm too scared to go in the boat." I said, "Sister, Jesus is going to still the storm. We will not, I tell you now, in Jesus' name, we will not have a storm on the way home." That night, the wind calmed. It was like a mill pond going back. Isn't that wonderful? But Jesus says to them, "Sister disciples, where's your faith? Where's your faith? Where's your faith this morning? Is your faith in the NHS or the government?" And praise God for them. I know we've got representatives here of the NHS, so I better be careful what I say. But yes, praise God for the NHS. I even say praise God for the government. I don't always say that, but you know, praise God for the government. Hallelujah. But where is our faith? My faith's not in those things. My faith is in God. My faith is in the Lord. My faith is in His Word. Amen? That's where my faith is, in His Word. These three things you need today is prayer, Word, amen? Prayer and Word and faith. Amen? We need to spend time with the Lord. I'm being challenged. The Lord is challenging me. I need to spend more time with the Lord. And I think these times will actually drive us to our knees more. I might not better kneel too much, but I definitely will pray a lot more. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace be still." Peace, friends. The devil would have you all churned up and worried right now. What's going on? Peace. Let the peace of God dwell within you. Let the Spirit of God fill you. Wow. Let's have that fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I want the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I want Jesus. You know, some of us may be isolated at times to come. We may have to go into self-isolation for one reason, either because we got it or because we don't want it. All right? One or the other, we may have to go into self-isolation. Don't be afraid of that, because you're not on your own. You're not on your own. Jesus promised to always be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake us. Amen. Never leave you, never forsake you. You're not on your own, my friend. Jesus is with you. Jesus is with you, Fred. Hallelujah. On your own in that flat, my friend. Jesus is with you, all of you. Don't be afraid. He is there. Amen. Ah, thank you, Lord. John 14. I love John 14 so much. I think we might have quoted it already today. I can't remember now. John 14. I love these words. John 14. Praise the Lord. Verse 27. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We've had this all through the meeting, haven't we? Fear not. Don't let your heart be afraid. Amen. The peace of God, past all understanding. The peace of God is so amazing. I can't even explain it very well, because I know that I have that inner peace. I've been in the most difficult situations aboard, and I remember being in jungle territory, and it was where a lot of the Muslim extremists were acting, only the pastor forgot to tell me this. He didn't always look after us very well, this particular pastor, not Pastor Rupert, he was a good man, but another guy didn't always look after. Here I'm sat in the front of this van on a jungle road, and he says, this is rebel country, sister. I said, "Oh, now you tell me, Pastor Bo. Well, that's really good of you to tell me now. We're on this jungle road, you know," and he said, "I saw the army's out. I saw two soldiers with antiquated rifles, and that was it, you know." And I'm thinking, that's our protection. But praise God, that wasn't my protection. My protection is in the Lord. Our protection is in the Lord. Amen. The arm of flesh will fail you, but we've got the protection of the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 91. I'm skipping about a bit. I haven't done this for a long time. It probably shows. In fact, very long time. Amen. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the perilous pestilence. Hallelujah! He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only your eyes shall be look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Where's our faith today? It's in the Lord our God. Now I want to skip over now to Acts chapter 16. Because I love this story. I think it's fabulous. Because not only do I want us to have peace, and I want us to have faith, but there's another very good key word. It's chapter 16. We have Paul and Silas, who had delivered this woman of demons, of divination, because she was following him, saying, "These are servants of the Most High God, who chose the way of salvation." Sometimes demons tell the truth, but they don't mean to say it comes from God, all right? You've got to discern what is from God and what isn't from God. We need the Holy Spirit and the Word of God for that. And finally, Paul had enough. He said, "Well, in the name of Jesus, be quiet." And so she couldn't divine things anymore. And so the people of the city lost their wealth. And so they bung Paul and Silas in jail. Now, jails weren't very comfortable. I've seen some jails. I've been to the Philippines and preached in the jails in the Philippines. And believe me, they're not like the jails over here. They're pretty awful places, all right? And at this particular time, I expect they were even worse. And they were chained in stocks. Now, I don't know about you guys, you know, would we all said, "Oh, praise the Lord, isn't this fantastic?" I'm not sure we would all say that. All right. What was Paul and Silas doing? They were singing hymns. Hallelujah. Praise God, they were singing hymns. They were singing praises unto the Lord. Do you know, there's something powerful about praise. You know, as soon as we started singing this morning, something lifted up within me. And I know it was difficult for you, God, difficult for you, Glendron. God bless you. Something lifted up with, as soon as I start to praise the Lord, something lifts inside me. Amen. No matter what circumstances I'm in, no matter what's been going on, I have got to praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
It's time to praise the Lord. No matter what's going on, the most difficult time in my whole life was when I lost my brother. And I went to church that Sunday. My young brother, he was only 19 years of age, killed in a motorcycle. And I remember going to church and they started to sing. And I said, "God, I don't know that I can do this. I don't know that I can do it." But something in me said, "Praise me." And I started to praise the Lord. I started to praise the Lord. Amen. And I said, "Lord, if I can praise you through that, I can praise you at any time." Amen. Praise, my friend, will bring the victory. But you know, praise has been watered down today. Church has become, people in church have become audience instead of congregation. We're supposed to worship the Lord, not just with our mouths, but with our hearts. God sees what goes on the inside. Man might see what you're coming out with here, but God sees in the heart, and it shows in our worship and praise. If we really sing and praise God from our hearts, let me tell you what, Even the angels of heaven are joining sometimes. I've heard them sing before now. Hallelujah. I believe that. When we really praise God from our hearts through the difficult times. Through the difficult times. Amen. That's the time to start to praise God. I thank the Lord for the wonderful things that he's done. I remember once when I was in Nepal and I had to preach to this crusade and I'd been ill. And I felt really rubbish, I did, honestly. And I did not know how to preach. I remember getting up on this rickety little platform and this grotty field where all these dear people had gathered together. And I said, God, I don't know if I can do this. And I'm sat there feeling really ill. And they started to sing a song in Nepalese. And I recognized it. Remember the English. My life is in you, Lord, my strength. Is in you, Lord, my hope is in you, Lord, in you, amen. And you know, and I started to sing that, and I started to sing with them, and I got up to preach, and all my symptoms just disappeared. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time not only not to be afraid, it's time to trust, it's time to pray. It's time to get in the Word like we've never done before. I'm being challenged too by this, by the way. Hallelujah. God challenging me on this. And it's time to praise the name of the Lord. Because when Paul and Silas praised the Lord, that's when the miracle happened. God sent a very specific earthquake that opened the prison doors, that unlocked the stocks. Hallelujah. People got saved because of that. But if they'd have been sat in that chair moaning and groaning and saying, oh, Silas, why has God allowed this to happen to me? That wouldn't have happened. They'd have still been in the stocks. It is time to thank and praise the name of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if you guys ever remember a book coming out called, I think it was Praise Be by Merlin Carruthers. Has anybody else ever read that one? Well, I remember I was a young person, I read that book. And this guy had learnt to praise God for everything, not just in the circumstances, but for the circumstances. And I thought, this is a bit of a weird one, this thing, you know. I don't know whether this is right or not. Anyway, I remember I picked my grandparents up in the car. And as I put them up and put them in the car, I put my purse down somewhere, you see. And I drove a very, this is from Cromwell to Yate. And it was a very windy road. Uphill, right, okay. I get to this petrol station to put some petrol in, and I said to my nan, I don't know what I've done with my purse. I said, but you know what I'm going to do? She said, well, I'm going to thank God for it. She said, you what? I'm going to pray. I said, I thank you, Lord, that I've lost my purse. I give you thanks and praise. You get that little fear trying to get you on the inside, you know? Does anybody else get this? Only me. Anyway, you get this little fear going on. What am I going to do next? I started to praise the Lord and thank the Lord. So she lent me a fiver. Fiver went a long way with fuel in those days, by the way. So I go to the back of the car, and I was driving Austin, Cambridge, all right? It's got a bit of a fin at the back. You know what I mean? So I went to put the fuel in. There was the purse on the boot. I'd sat there all the way, 7 miles, uphill, down dale, through bends. God had kept it there. Whoa, I tell you. And another personal story, sorry about the pun. When I was in Fording Bridge, when I was living in my touring caravan then, when I was a missionary, in my touring caravan, and I'd gone to pay some at the co-op and I lost my purse again. And this time I've got cards and all in it, you know. I mean, we're talking modern day now, you know. And they get that fear. No, I'm not going to be afraid. Lord, I thank you for this situation. I've praised you for this before, and I'm going to praise you again to now in Jesus' name. I went to the co-op. Nobody had seen it. Nobody said. No, they did have in Fording Bridge a police station, but it wasn't open very often. I don't think it's ever open now, but it was very rare in those days. All right, so I went up to the police station, and by the time I got there, knocking on the door, it was closed, but I could see there was a policeman in there. I thought, well, if you think I'm going to go away from you, I'm going to keep knocking your door until you jolly well open it, you see. So finally, I opened the door and I said, excuse me, I said, I've lost my purse. Is this it? Somebody put it in the police station. Oh. Everything there, cards there, money there. Somehow we can turn the situation round through praise, which brings me back to Jehoshaphat. So we're going to go back to Chronicles chapter 20, I had it and I've lost my place with it now. I must have moved my marker. Because I love this bit. I love this story so much. Hallelujah. Verse 17, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. The Lord is with us, my friend. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear. Yeah, we got it again this morning. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and they knew how to bow and worship before the Lord. Do we know how to worship before the Lord? Bow before the Lord. Worship, worship, worship. God wants our worship, my friends. Amen. Don't want to worship anything else but the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Oh, sorry. For the Lord is with you. You do not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Sorry, I missed a bit there. Verse 18. Verse 19. Then the Levites, the children of the Kohathites, and all the children of Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. Amen. Now here's the point. I've missed a bit. Sorry, it's this old age thing. I don't know. Things aren't what they used to be, are they? Hallelujah. Right. What he did was, I can't find the bit that he did it. That's right, verse 21. When he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now, what kind of army puts the band in front? I was in the army. I never knew the band went in front of the fighting force. Amen. Yes, very good. Okay. They put the band in front. Imagine that. Praise God. They would put the singers in front to praise the Lord. I wonder what they were thinking at the time. It must have been a little bit of trepidation there. They're in front of the army, and they're in the front, and they're praising God, and they're facing the enemy. Hallelujah. This is what they were saying. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now, when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, are we listening, friends? When you begin to sing, really sing from our hearts and praise the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Praise, my friend, will bring the victory. Are you ready to praise the Lord this morning?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Ready to praise God? Are we going to praise God from the bottom of our hearts? We're not just going to mouth it with the mouth. We're going to praise it from the bottom of our hearts. Really praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Glenda, can we have that King of Kings song again, please? And let's really praise God. I'm ready. I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'm ready to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing. Amen. Come on, stand. Let's worship. Let's praise. Let's sing the name of the Lord. Not working again. Have we got the words at least? Praise the Lord, it's not working. I've done that before now. Amen. Come on, friends. Let's end this meeting on a note of praise. Let's go out on a note of praise. Amen.